to start with a quote from Christophe André. Every day, the things that are urgent in our lives comes in conflict with those that are important. If I don't do what's important, nothing will happen to me, at least not immediately. But gradually, my life will become drab, sad, or strangely lacking in meaning. And isn't that true? So sure, we can have an empty inbox all the time, maybe see a maximum amount of clients each week, be really productive. But how will this be impacting or influencing the rest of your life? And especially considering the things, the important things in our lives. So I'm Zina LaRue, and this is HCA Talks Health. And today we are talking about work-life balance. So how do we differentiate between the urgent and important? So to give you an example from my own life, so urgent would be the deadlines that I have to meet, emptying my inbox, giving feedback to clients, seeing clients, being prepared for talks, interviews, webinars. The things that are important is getting in nature, maybe doing some meditation or journaling, spending quality time with the people that I love, socializing, movement, sometimes taking the day off or going on holiday. And isn't it true that we so easily tend to prioritize the urgent more so than the important? You know, and especially when you don't have a lot of time. Then the important things are often what flies out the window first. Let's just take care of the urgent first, and as soon as I've sent this email, then I can go for that walk. Right, but then before you know, your husband's home, it's getting late, and it just never happens. So what I've learned over the years, and I'm definitely still working on it, it's not perfect, is working as a solo entrepreneur, that I have to protect and prioritize the important things just as much as the urgent. The email is not more important than my walk because I am my business. You know, if I'm not well, and I'm not just referring to not being sick, right? But if I'm not fully rested, if I'm not grounded, happy, fulfilled, it will show in my business. Especially because, you know, I have to hold that space for people that I work with. So the better I feel, the more fully alive I am, the better I will be at showing up and having that capacity to listen when interviewing people or when talking to clients or just, you know, people in general in my life. So it's also all in service of my business. So what comes to mind here is the idea of surviving versus thriving. If I'm just surviving, I can't really give back. But if I'm flourishing, I'll have extra energy and more attention to give to others. And I'll be able to be more attentive of what the people around me need. And I'll be able to listen in a much deeper way. So instead of being stuck in my own little bubble of trying to cope and getting through this day, I'll be on a completely different, I'll be in a different space. So often when I ask my clients to list what are the most important things in their life and what they spend most of their time on. Now, so often they list things such as family, career, but more often than not, they forget to list health. And then through a process of questioning, they realize that if they don't have health, they won't have or continue having any of the above or the things that they've mentioned. And therefore, they realize that health gives us access to being fully with our family and being the best in our jobs. So if we don't have our health, we have nothing. Right, so in the same way, if you're not healthy, if you're not flourishing and you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to be difficult to grow your business. And remind yourself that this, the going for the walk or taking the day off, is the most important thing in the world that you could be doing right now. I'm doing this for my business. I'm doing this for my clients, for my family. It's not just to be about some weird, selfish act. And of course, there are lots of other benefits that come with prioritizing the important things in our lives. I've often experienced that I feel more refreshed and I can finish the allocated task in a shorter period of time if I've had enough rest, right? After which I feel more productive, more clear-headed. So trying to push through when actually you're tired, just because you feel like you have to keep on going, can often take longer because it's more difficult to focus. And to be honest, some of my very best ideas on how to grow my business or collaborate with some individual, or how to move forward with a certain client, or maybe an idea around my health journalism, came to me when I was taking a walk in nature or while on holiday. Now, when I had a fresh distance from the rush of being contained in it, to being a bit more objective, right? And that often gives me amazing clarity. So I absolutely see taking time off as something that I'm doing for my business. And if we don't do the things that are important, we might not notice that for a while, as Christophe André explained so nicely, that you will eventually begin to feel like the life you're living is not your own. And I read once someone calling it living an accidental life, right? Being pulled around by the constant flow of technology, activity, and just the demands of those around you, as well as by the thoughts in your head, right? And remember that if we don't have a good work-life balance, you will feel more stressed and more burnt out eventually. And I know that you know how bad stress is for us, but I want to touch on one or two things to just remind you and just to emphasize it a little bit. So how it works, when we perceive a threat, when there's a perceived threat, the stress hormones are triggered. Stress hormones are released into the body. And then after that happened, there's lots of processes in the body to enable you to either fight something or flight, you know, run away. And there are very few effective and interesting processes that take place in the body when that happens. So there's quite a few things that happen when your fight-flight system is activated. So what happens is glucose is released from stores in the muscle, so you can get access to that extra energy to run away or fight or whatever it is that is needed of you to do in that moment. We also breathe faster to take in more oxygen. The heart beats faster to carry that glucose and the oxygen to the cells that require them to make energy. The blood thickens to limit the bleeding, you know, in case of an injury. And of course, I mean, when you're really in a fight situation, then this could be extremely beneficial. But if your blood just thickens consistently, you can see how this can impact your blood pressure, cardiovascular conditions, and so forth. Also, our senses heighten and your peripheral vision improves, you know, so you can see things where you are not directly looking. Our palms and the soles of our feet become more sweaty to improve that traction for running or climbing. And also pain is dulled, you know, so that you can continue to run or fight and deal with the pain later when hopefully we are safe again. So like I mentioned, these processes are perfect for a dangerous situation, and please, I need them in those situations. But all that built up energy is meant to be released through physical activity, through running or fighting. But the stressors in business are quite different, as they're really something that you can get on top of by running away or punching someone. Right, so we are therefore not using that extra glucose or the oxygen that is provided by the stress response. And this means that we are left with elevated glucose levels, which could eventually lead to insulin resistance, elevated oxygen levels, so there's more oxidation and inflammation in the body, and thickened blood, so the cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, etc. And these are the perfect ingredients for chronic illness and for inflammation and for weight gain. And obviously when that happens, you won't be able to show up in the best way possible for your client or your business or life, Right. And that is why I'm saying that even the gym class that I attend or the coffee I have with a friend the day I take off is in service of my business, but also my holistic health, right? My own health and my family, how I show up for my family. So we need to keep on reframing it in a way that makes sense and that protects the space in our lives. Otherwise, your health might suffer, as well as the well-being of those around you and your own business. And the last thing I want to mention on stress is chronic stress in particular reduces serotonin, which is our feel-good hormone, and the neurotransmitters in the brain, so including dopamine, which has been linked to depression, right? And when the hormone and the neurotransmitter system is working well, they will also regulate your biological processes like sleep, your appetite, energy, libido, and permit the experience of normal moods and emotions. You know, so if you don't have that, it will kind of take the joy out of life in general. All right, so the next question is, what can we do about it? And I think one of the important things is to form healthy habits to help our bodies to cope much better. And there are a few things that we can do, but I'm just going to mention one or two today, just as a starting point. So, of course, movement. Movement is fantastic because it uses all that extra energy that is released by the stress hormones. And exercise also produces the desirable chemicals in the body that boost our mood and stimulate that secretion of the neurotransmitters, such as the endorphins, and that also reduces stress. And it doesn't require that much, you know, and indeed should actually not be vigorous. So the movement should preferably not be too vigorous because this could be another stressor on the system. So moderate movement, like walking, cycling, swimming, will really do the trick. The next tip that I can share with you is spending time in nature. And even better is to take your shoes off when in nature. Because when we have that physical connection to nature, it is thought to be even more relaxing, right? So if you are perhaps able to exercise outdoors, maybe in a park or a forest or on the beach, then you can combine these two stress busters. And then, of course, our connections and our relationships. So what we know is that isolation is a major risk factor for depression. So community is so important to be able to feel supported. And the reality is that it could become quite lonely when you are working for yourself and when you're not part of a team. So it could be so beneficial to set up your own team or connections or collaborators so that you have some support, or just making sure that you have someone that you can soundboard to, you know, because it can get lonely in your own head when you are or have to make important business decisions. And then, of course, relaxation. So there are lots of specific techniques that will help us to relax, things like meditation, prayer, breathing exercises, mindfulness, and they are all excellent to maybe put in your diary and book it out as if it's a meeting, you know, and seeing it as just as important as the things that you feel like you have to do every day. And then screen-free time. Interestingly enough, adrenaline and dopamine are released in the brain with screen use. And these chemicals, as you might know, have quite a dramatic effect on the brain. Right. So try to maybe every now and then go technology-free, maybe turn off your phone, don't have any notifications pinging at you all the time, and just enjoy being silent every now and then. And create more time for the important things because we are missing out on daydreaming, on thinking, on learning new skills, on moving, exploring nature, reading. So really take that time out to be away from and free from screens. So in summary, make sure not to neglect the important things in your life because there are so many urgent tasks that demand your attention. Making time for yourself and resting is just as important as seeing a client or answering emails. And remember that stress in the long term is making you sick, and it's probably not sustainable. So you won't be able to keep on doing what you're doing if there's lots of stress in the system. And try to create healthy habits to make you thrive.